This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Hey there, it's Barry. Yeah.
Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Where am I? I'm in New York now.
Yeah, no, I said, how are you? But that's good.
Oh, how am I? I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, good. It's such an honor and pleasure to talk with you. You're on with Joanne Purton and Stephen Clark this morning. I'm going to have to say, I think I'm probably one of your biggest fans out there.
Thank you very much.
I'll just sit here very quietly and let her talk to you.
No. And Stephen's a songwriter, so he certainly loves what you do as well.
Well, we are
so excited. You are coming to Windsor on Friday night. Tell us a little bit about the show you're bringing to town.
Well, this year I decided I'm trying to do as many of the hits, and I've been one of the fortunate guys to have a load of them. And I've never done this. I'm trying to squeeze most of them in to this 85-minute show, one after the next, after the next. Because usually I do, I don't know, album cuts or medleys of stuff that came from old albums.
Right.
But this time, I just wanted to see whether I could do it. So we've been doing it, and it's really going over gangbusters. I think that's what the audiences really want these days.
Now, Barry, I'm doing the math here. You had 47 top 40 singles, including 12 that hit number one, and you got 85 minutes. That gives you about 2 minutes a song.
Well, that's why I say it was, you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it. And I can't get all of those 47 of them in, but we're getting like the big ones in, and it's really fun because, after all these years, I know this is what they've come to hear, and they just love it. They sing along, and the audiences have a ball with us, so it's great.
Well, no, you are right. I mean, I have seen you in concert so many times, and I've loved the medleys you do put together, but sometimes you hear a song start, right, and you're like, I love this song, and then it ends in 30 seconds because you've got to move on to the next one you do. So.
Right. I did that for years, too, and that was kind of fun, too.
Yes.
But I'm doing them all the way through this time.
Wonder. Yeah, and that's what. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
So what gets left out?
We'll be there all night long.
Yeah, right. That's okay.
You need a longer show. 85 minutes. You need to go like an hour and a half, you know, like two and a half hours.
Yeah. I know. They have to drag me out off the stage. Get the hook.
Yeah. You know, okay, so for years, Barry, when I would see you, you would do the I Can't Smile Without You, right? And you'd invite someone up on stage with you.
Yeah, that's in the past.
It is.
She wanted to be that one this year.
Well, no, I'll tell you, my sister was one.
It got a little too crazy.
Yeah, I know. My sister, you came to the Fox Theater years ago, and I have five sisters, and one of my sisters, Jill, was there with me, and she had on a bright orange sweater, and by the way, I'm not asking you to remember this. You only perform with how many women over the years that you called up on stage, but you called her up, and she sang with you, and what an absolute blast for me to watch it and for her to do it, so it was just fantastic.
Oh, when we were doing it, it was fantastic. There was one night, I forget where it was, I don't know how to say this politely, but she got so excited that she peed on the stage. I know. I was thinking, looks like she made it, but I didn't go there. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it got too crazy. I mean, I just had to back off on that. So now
yeah,
I just asked the whole audience to sing real loud, and that's just as much fun.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, we've been hearing lately, Barry, you know, some of your contemporaries, guys like Elton John, Paul Simon, Neil Diamond, all retiring. But you constantly say you're not ready for that.
No, I'm not retiring. I've kind of backed off on doing the very, very long tours. We used to go out for months at a time. And no, I don't want to do that. But I do go out on one-nighters, and I've also accepted a residency in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of fun because it's a couple of weekends a month, and keeps the band and me and the crew working, and yet we don't have to be away from home for months at a time.
So you don't? I believe like when Celine did it, I think she lived in Vegas for the whole time. Do you not do that? You just go into town, perform, and then head home.
What we do, I don't know. I think we all split at the end of the weekends, and then we come back.
Yeah,
they probably give you a pretty nice room, though, don't they?
Yeah, no, I'm in the old Elvis Presley suite. Don't talk to me.
Talk a little bit about the Vegas show. Is it different than the show kind of you're touring with?
Yeah, it's much more produced. It's gorgeous. It's you can't tour with, well, maybe some people can, but, 35 trucks, and, this is a big show. We even included a 3D movie in it.
Yeah.
What was all that?
I don't know. Did something happen to you? We're back again. Everything's... Oh, wait a second.
Did you hear all that?
Oh, there we are. Are we good now?
Yeah.
Okay. Barry, I'm sorry.
I'll repeat... Sorry about that. We apologize.
Like 15 people talking at once.
Oh, I apologize for that. So the question I ask as a songwriter, I'm always curious, are you still writing songs today, but you just don't have a place to play them because you're trying to fill up a show with all the songs from yesterday?
Yeah, there is that problem. When I have an idea for an album, I sit down and write. I'm not one of those songwriters who just write every afternoon. That's never been me. I love writing when I have a project to write for. So when I come up with an idea for an album, then I go to work. But as of now, I've got loads of ideas, but you're right. I've been working on the Vegas show, and I haven't really even had time to think about that.
You've got an album, though, This Is My Town, right? Which was kind of some classic songs, and then songs that you wrote yourself about New York a bit?
Right. I mean, I am a New Yorker, even though I've lived in California longer than I was in New York. But once you come from New York, you're always a New Yorker. And I love New York, so I wrote an album that paid tribute to New York. There's a lot of standards New York songs, and then we wrote a handful of original stuff, too.
That's neat. All right, so you're coming to Caesars Windsor, Canada, of course, and Detroit's right across the river. Do you have memories of performing here? I wonder, I guess, how Detroit and Canada have kind of supported your career through the years.
I think we were there recently. I think we were there for the last couple of years. And if we're coming back, it means that it was a really great gig. They just blend into one another for me. But
I bet.
I can't really say that it was the greatest thing. But if we're coming back, it must have been a really great a great audience and a great place. So I'm looking forward to
it. Well, Friday night will be the greatest thing. How's that? We'll make it worth
your
while.
Yeah, look for Joanne. She'll be the screaming woman.
Me and another one of my sisters are coming Friday.
That's
hey, Barry,
great.
Can we go back a couple years? I know I was reading, and anyone who knows you well knows that you wrote a lot of jingles before kind of your own music career got going, or at least the songs that you write and perform in concert now. Talk about some of the jingles that you wrote. I know one, the State Farm jingle, it still plays today.
Yeah, and they also play I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid and a Band-Aid
stuck on you. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no, these days they don't write jingles anymore. They, right. They do background music behind the commercials, but back in the 70s and the 80s, they were doing jingles, I mean, songs. I don't know, you're probably too young to remember You Deserve a Break Today for McDonald's. And that was a big one. And there were big for Pepsi and Dr. Pepper, and and I did many of those. And State Farm was one of the ones that I did. Oh, how many years ago was that? And I was happy to get the $500, and that's all I got.
Oh, no matter how many times it's run, right?
Yeah, well, they buy you out as a songwriter. Because
right.
You can only get paid if you get on the spot singing or playing. Then you get residuals. But as the songwriter, they just, give you $500 and say goodbye.
Wow.
Which they did, and I was very grateful to get it back then. But after 35 or 40 years of the same thing being aired, I never saw anything but by $500.
Amazing. Should have gotten a percentage of all the claims or something, right?
You would think.
Hey, Bear, if we were to pull out your iPod or your phone, whatever you keep your music on, what would be on your playlist? What do you listen to?
Well, you know, I've kind of given up on pop music, pop radio, only because there's not enough melody for me. Since I'm a musician, I always go for the melody. And these days, it's really all about rhythm. They're great. They're great-sounding records, and they're irresistible. But there seems to be a lack of melody on the radio. But then again, I bump into a Lady Gaga or a Bruno Mars, and you say, wow, they're still out there somewhere. So, I do try to be as up-to-date as I can, but it's difficult.
Yeah, it can be. Hey, do you have a favorite song that you perform in concert?
It's always Could It Be Magic.
It's a great song.
It came from my very first album, which we did in 1821, my first album. And I based it on a Chopin prelude. It's got a great melody and a really great lyric. And it's very emotional, and I always go back to that one.
Came out on piano roll first, right?
I might be.
So what is your least favorite song that you wrote, that you play, that you sometimes say, man, why did I stick myself with that one?
No, I will never tell you that answer. I would never answer that question. I love them all. They're like my children.
We hear that. Yeah. Stephen, you know that. You're a songwriter.
I always ask that question because that's exactly the same thing everybody says. They're all my children.
Right. Oh, come on now. We all have a favorite child. No, just kidding, kids. No. Barry Manilow, we so appreciate your time this morning. I can't wait to see the show, and we thank you for spending some time with us.
Great. This has been great. Thanks a lot, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.